Please, Alberto, let's go today, not later.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alberto?
Yes, this is Alberto.
Hi, Mr. Velasquez. It's Paul from Local Splash. I just got out of the meeting. You called in and you spoke with Doug, right?
Yes.
Great. I think we have everything set up for tomorrow, but you did say you would call in sooner than that if you were able to get started earlier.
Yes, I am ready today.
Oh, you are. Okay, perfect. So we had in the voice verification read the starting date as tomorrow, the 29th, but with your permission, we will start it today, the 28th. That means that recurring billing will be on the 28th as well, not the 29th. But other than that, give me just a second here to get everything set up. And then we can also take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We can get that done today as well. So give me just a second here to pull that up. And then if you like, I can also give you that confirmation number too. Okay?
Okay.
And then you would be available at some point today for that 25, 30-minute phone call with our technician?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me get a couple of things going here, and then I'll take a look at that client interview calendar. Thanks for calling in. I had a surprise meeting. I was not expecting that one at 8 o'clock, and I certainly wasn't expecting it to last almost a half an hour. But things do happen. How's your day going so far? It's Friday Eve.
Well, it's been good.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's see. So let me get that going here. So as far as the client interview calendar goes, there's still a couple of spots available today, looks like, including that last one. Now, you'll get a confirmation email through our automated system. If you like, though, I can give you the actual confirmation number now.
Okay,
give me just a second here. The system is slowly pulling it up. Okay, so it's a very long number, but I'll give it to you three digits at a time, okay?
Okay,
so it is 743-334-637-436, 743, there's two sevens right there, 743-608. So again, that is 821-05. I'm just trying to get a pen.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, no problem at all. That'll give me a chance to take a look at the client interview schedule. So let me get that going here.
Okay, I'm ready.
All righty, so it's 821-053-346. No, sorry. Oh, it all blurs together. There's no spaces between them. Let me start over. 821-053-334-637-743-608.
Imagine if you had to memorize that number.
You don't need to know it, but I'll read it back to you. Again, it's 821-053-334-637-743-608. That's just the transaction ID for that particular invoice. You will receive a confirmation email through our automated system with our client support phone number and hours of operation on there, but I'd be more than happy to give you that phone number now.
Okay, I'm ready.
That phone number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225, and then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent, and that's going to be Monday through Friday, And that live agent will be available for you from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Alberto, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we went over in that previous phone call on the voice verification. It is going to be provided for you, though, in writing. You will also receive that direct link by text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician, and again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We did have that scheduled for 9 o'clock tomorrow, but if you want to do it today, I've got a 12 noon, a 1 o'clock, and then also a 5 o'clock.
The 12 noon sounds good.
12 noon. Okay, so we'll make it 12 noon. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. And again, I think I mentioned if you already do have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. I will take care of all of that in that follow-up call. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The call will get to you just a few minutes after 12 and get you off the phone pretty close to 12:30. I am sending you also a reminder that we have canceled the one for 9 o'clock tomorrow, and I sent you a calendar invite for the one at noon today. You don't need to respond to it, but again, it's going to say Local/CIENG, which is client interview in English, and then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Username really is your phone number, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. The area code, though, is included. So the username for your account will always be 469-222-8529. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
To tell you the truth, I haven't really checked.
I'm sorry? Did you receive the text?
No, I have not checked. Did you just send it?
Our automated system should have sent it, so let me check and see. Sometimes, like I said, our emails get sent out every couple of minutes in bulk, so it does show that it was sent successfully on my end. The Local Splash initial invoice email was sent out, and then the email actually does trigger the text message, too. So you should have received a text message.
Okay, no text message yet.
Not just yet?
No.
Are you trying to look for the text message would have gone out to the 469-222-8529 number.
Yes.
And nothing quite yet? Are you able to open up the email?
Yes.
Okay.
The email, where is it coming from?
The email would have been going to the fcrescue@gmail.com.
Oh, yes. I was taking a different one.
Ah, gotcha.
Nothing on the email either.
Oh, you're not. Okay. Well, our system, like I said, does send them out, every few minutes. The reason that I wanted to kind of walk you through it, when you get the email or when you get the text message, it's a link to the written terms and conditions. Again, it's what we went over in the voice verification, and we will need you to confirm that you have received that information, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It's going to be local/terms of experience, talking about optimizing your Google business profile. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all the directories that Google wants to see. We will be doing the landing page for you. That is your website. Of course, it will have the pricing on there. There was no setup fee. It's the flat rate of $149. It does populate this phone number as a mobile number that we would want to be able to send text messages to. So don't click the box below your number, because that would be to opt out of text messages. If you scroll down, or once you get it, there's going to be a long line at the very bottom that goes all the way across. And above it, it's going to say, there's another one of those little boxes. It's going to say, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, the card that is in your name. We will want you to confirm that you are the authorized holder of the card that we have on file by clicking that box. There's going to be a long box below the long line. There's going to be an arrow that says, pointing towards it, that says sign. In that longer box, just type in or copy and paste Alberto Velasquez. It is case sensitive, so the A and V capitalized with one space between, but not before or after. And when you have your name in that box, just click the confirm signature box underneath it. The sooner you do that, the better, because that does allow us to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to send that information out to you, the Google PIN card. It also lets us do the initial NAPW audit, which, again, will allow us to make sure that any information that is online is accurate and consistent, and for us to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're including that website for you, etc. So it is an important step in the process. You still have not received that email?
No, I was checking the email and the text message, and nothing has come.
Gotcha. So I will double check, and for sure fcrescue@gmail.com, that's an active email address. And I do see that it is being sent. It's in the queue. So you should get that soon, and I'll check with our tech team to find out why there is the delay in what normally doesn't take this long. But once you get that, just kind of go through it. If you need
I think I found the reason I'm not getting it. It's fcrescue.txt@gmail.com.
Oh, it needs to have the TX on there.
Yes.
Oh, someone else is getting your email then, because I only have fcrescue.com.
Yes.
That's okay. So let me fix it. fcrescue.txt@gmail.com, and then I will manually resend that for you. So let me just do that.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for getting that sorted, because you would not have gotten it. And it shows as an active email, so we would have not have been alerted to that. Someone already has fcrescue@gmail.com. So
TX, yes.
Oh, so the TX is on there. Okay, so let me make sure that I get this sent out to you. So it's the same email that our system was trying to send. I'm just having our automated system send it out to you now. It says, Dear Alberto Velasquez, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email. And then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So you can click on the blue click here. But again, like I said, now that the email has been sent to the right email address, it should also generate the text message as well. And then for the client interview, we've got that officially scheduled at noon. Like I said, you'll receive a reminder email at 11 o'clock that the call itself is scheduled at 12. The call, though, will get to you just a few minutes after 12.
Mm-hmm.
So did you actually, it says it's in processing now. So again, our system.
Okay, I got the text message.
You got the text, yeah. Like I said, sometimes you get the text before you get the email. But if you open up the text message, it is going to go directly to where we want it to go, which again is the local / terms of experience, talking about your Google business profile, everything else. Like I mentioned, you can just scroll all the way down to the bottom. Above the long line, click on the box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then in the longer box below that line, do type in or copy and paste exactly as it appears, Alberto Velasquez with the A and the V capitalized. Once you have your name in the box, click on the confirm signature box below it. And you will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that screen.
Okay. I certify that I'm the authorized user. Okay. And the signature. Okay. The username is my phone number, right?
Yes, but you don't have to worry about doing that now. The reason that you're seeing that is this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking and reporting system, and the automated system thinks you're trying to access that now. If you were actually able to put in a username and a password, I'm pretty sure it would give you an error message that your tracking system has not yet been created. We'll create that with that follow-up call later on today. There is not a password generated yet, but once your client interview is done and your client dashboard is up and activated, we'll officially email and text you out again your username and the default password. Once you're able to log in, you can, if you like, update the default password. But your username is already created, and again, it's your phone number, just the numbers, though, the area code included, but no parentheses or dashes or spaces or anything like that. But like I said, that's just the automated system thinking you are, in fact, trying to access your tracking system, so you don't have to worry about that just now. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did resend the new calendar invite for the 12 o'clock call. I also sent an email out that we have rescheduled or taken off the calendar, the one that was previously set for 9 o'clock tomorrow. But you are all set on my end. It will be someone else from our technician team giving you that follow-up call just a few minutes after 12 o'clock noon today. But I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay. How soon after we do the initial call am I supposed to start receiving calls?
Great. So it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. Once your website is up and active, it will stay online even if we add more content or add more photos. The Google PIN card is going to take maybe 5 to 10 business days to get out to you. Look for it in the mail. We will send it today. And then, of course, we're not going to wait for that. We're going to create all of those different destinations and directories to get you on that first page. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, so we've got to get your phone ringing pretty quick and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you, Alberto. Thanks again for calling in. You have a wonderful rest of the day. And our client interview technician will be giving you a call right around noon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you too, Mr. Velasquez. Take care.
You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks, Alberto. Bye-bye now.